It's interesting because it really kind of goes back to this idea of using your influence to benefit your followers. It's not about benefiting you, it's about benefiting those people. And those are kind of the key things you have to do to get to that place of benefiting your community.
Welcome to the Influencer Podcast. I'm your host, Julie Solomon. If you found yourself here, it means you are ready to unleash the powerful visionary that lives inside you, turning you into an authentic leader who creates influence, impact, and change. Let's get started. Hello, friends, and welcome back to another episode of the Influencer Podcast. Today, our podcast features the amazing Tyler McCall. He is an Instagram marketing expert and business growth strategist, and we have a very insightful conversation with him today. We dive into the power of building genuine connections on Instagram, really emphasizing that quality over quantity piece that we talk about a lot here. And what I really love about this podcast episode and really this conversation is that Tyler shares his perspective on the importance of going live, how to do that in a way that doesn't feel so intimidating, and really provides practical tips for overcoming that fear. So you're going to learn how to shift your mindset, focus on your audience, and make your content more meaningful. This is a value and valuable packed episode on how to leverage Instagram and business growth for the long haul. So you do not want to miss this. Let's dive in with our conversation with Tyler. Hello, Tyler. It's so good to have you here today.
Oh my goodness. Thank you for having me.
Yes. So excited for our conversation. I know that we have been social media friends for probably a year now. So I'm so excited to dive in. Would love to start with the first question. What does influence mean to you?
Oh my gosh, it's such a loaded question.
I know, isn't it?
For me, I think influence means having impact and using that impact in a way that is beneficial to others. It's not about fame, you know, it's not about being insta famous. It's about being impactful in those relationships and using that to help other people.
Great answer. Well, I know that where you really shine is by helping your clients build raving fan bases on Instagram, and you really do focus on quality followings and engagement over really the size. Where you really shine is using really relational marketing tactics, including Instagram stories, Instagram Live, the DMs, all of that good stuff. So my first question for you is, why Instagram? Why were you intrigued by Instagram? Why did you decide to become kind of an expert in that space? And how do you view Instagram in terms of growing all of our businesses?
Yeah, so I have been doing the social media thing for what seems like ever now. I've had profiles on every platform. I've hung out on every platform that's existed, you know, from Instagram to Periscope to Vine to Facebook, everything. And at the end of the day, it really came down to the fact that on Instagram, I saw the engagement that I feel like we're so desperate for on social media. And I saw that it happened really naturally and really organically. And that's why I loved it so much. And I know some folks feel frustrated with Instagram nowadays. They feel like they're having to do a lot of work and a lot of force to make it work. But I'm not seeing that as an issue or even as a thing that's true anymore, because I think Instagram is not about the photos. It's not about, you know, having perfectly branded imagery or graphics or any of those things. I think it's about stories. And if we go back to why Instagram started and how it was created as a platform, it was a place for people to share images and then share the story behind that image, or to share an image that represented a moment in their life or in their family or in their vacation or whatever they're eating, you know, whatever those things are, it represented that moment of story. That's why I really, really loved Instagram. And it's such an incredible platform for people to kind of come together around these shared stories and shared ideas and then just start having conversations with one another. That's why I love it. It's why I spend all of my time on Instagram.
And where do you see, when you say stories, kind of how do you see, or where do you see someone really convert in terms of engagement and really connection by sharing their story? Is there any kind of story tactic or story secret or story, and not just Instagram stories, but just really creating your online story that you can share with us?
Sure, definitely. So I think the first thing to recognize is that as you are creating content on really any platform, but especially I think on Instagram, this works well, is to think about the fact that it's not really about you. So you have to do some of that work of separating yourself from what you're doing, separating yourself from who you're speaking to, separating yourself from the content itself, because at the end of the day, what you're doing online is about your followers. So I always think of those kind of core things that I'm trying to do on Instagram. I'm trying to either inspire my community. I'm trying to share a story that inspires them, that moves them to action, that helps them get through their day. I'm trying to share something valuable and educational, something that they can implement in their own lives or in their own business. Or I'm trying to share something that is about me, but in sharing that about me, it's doing the work of bringing them closer to me and what I'm doing. So I think of those as really informational pieces of content. How can I inform my audience in a way that they better understand me, they better understand who I am, they better understand what I do and why I do it? So it kind of demystifies the whole idea of connecting with me or working with me.
So I am doing something this year that I have never done before, and I want you to join me for it. It is a free 5-day brand building bootcamp. Now, all you have to do is go to juliesolomon.net/bootcamp to get the details. But I want to let you know that if you are someone who is already saying you don't have the time this year, you don't know the best next step to take, or you just need someone to hand you an actionable game plan, this brand building bootcamp is for you. It is time to re-clarify your brand strategy, remove content overwhelm, and create a sustainable business. And this is what the brand building bootcamp is a lot about. Why I'm inviting you to this free virtual event, I'm going to be showing you how to solidify your strategy so that this year is finally when you solidify your audience and revenue without being drowned out by the noise of every online marketer telling you that their program or their this or that will solve your problems. During the free 5-day brand building bootcamp, you will clarify your brand strategy and message, remove the overwhelm of content creation so you can monetize your brand and scale sustainably. By the end of our time together, you're going to have a clear direction on your content strategy for the rest of the year, tools to increase your social media presence, and an easy to implement brand growth strategy that you can put into action immediately. I did share some of these strategies last year in a small session that I did, and there was an incredible woman, Stacey Asis, who is a digital creator. And this is what she said about what I'm sharing with you during this bootcamp. She said, "Julie, I just wanted to say that since your free trainings, I have learned my unique value, figured out how I wanted to niche down, and only 2 weeks later, I have grown by almost 3,000 followers and my engagement is out the roof. Just hit the 10K mark. I am already seeing crazy proof that it works." I mean, do we need to hear anything more? Just go to juliesolomon.net/bootcamp to save your free seat, and do it soon because the bootcamp starts on February 14th. Yes, Valentine's Day, my friends, and you will only be able to get into it for the next couple of weeks. So don't miss out.
Start to shift your focus and start to focus on your followers and how you can benefit them instead of you and how you can benefit your brand or your business. It changes the whole dynamic of what you're doing on Instagram, and it makes the work a lot more meaningful. And I also think it takes a lot of the pressure off of it as well, because it's not necessarily about you being in the spotlight. It's about shining that light back on the people who have chosen to follow you and providing a space for them to connect with one another and connect with the ideas that you're sharing.
And I love what you said about allowing, really creating a space for them to share. How are, you know, if you have one tip or maybe it's three tips, how can we better do this as online content creators and as influencers that are, you know, trying to create a space and trying to grow that space? How can we really get people excited or inspired to want to come to our story and want to share that, you know, with their followers? Because that's how essentially we're going to grow.
Yes. Okay. Such a good question. So I think the first thing is getting crystal clear on who the heck you're even talking to. I think it's really addressing this unfortunate scarcity mentality that so many of us have. And that comes, you know, from this belief that there's not enough, you know, thinking there's not enough money, there's not enough followers, there aren't enough brand partnership, there's not enough sponsorship opportunities, there's not enough to go around. And that's just not true. It's not true. So if we get crystal clear on who we're trying to speak to, and we start creating content in a way that attracts those people, but more importantly, repels the wrong people, it makes doing the work of telling story and also converting a follower to a reader or a customer or a potential brand partner even easier, even more easy than it was before, because we know who we're talking to. So that's the first thing. Get that clarity around who they are. And I'm a big fan, Julie, of even going as far as to like name them, put an age on them, talk about where they're from, what they like to do in their spare time, whether they watch Real Housewives or Vanderpump Rules, the really important things in life. Right. Like, so I like to go as far as that, getting crystal clear on who they are. Then the next thing is getting really clear on your objective on Instagram. So what do you want to accomplish with this account? And I think a lot of folks go into doing social media and really the only reason they're doing it is because they think they should be doing it, or because they're supposed to be doing it, or because they listen to podcast episodes like this and they're like, well, shoot, I have to be on Instagram now. And they don't have an understanding of what the clear goal is. So for me, I'm always thinking as I'm creating content, really these two core questions that are driving this and helping me get clear on this objective is, what do I want my followers to get out of this content? So how do I want them to be better from this content that I'm sharing? And then the second question is, what do I want them to do with this content? What's the next step for them? What's the action? Do I want them to comment on something? Do I want them to slide into my DMs? Do I want them to buy my product? Do I want them to buy someone else's product? So when you start creating content and start showing up on Instagram with that crystal clear objective and that knowledge of who you're talking to, it makes the content creation 1,000 times easier. Because there's no more guessing about what you're doing. There's no more trying to figure it out as you go along. There's no more what I like to call oh crap posting, when you pick up your phone and open Instagram and you say, oh crap, I haven't posted in 4 days. Let me find, you know, a perfect selfie or a cute flat lay and slap a caption on it and put it up on Instagram just because I haven't posted, right? So when you have that clarity of what you're doing and who you're talking to, everything else starts to fall in line. And then I think the third piece of this is the content strategy and making sure that your content is high quality, engaging, and focused, like I said before, back on your followers. How can you give them content that they need or that they will use or that will benefit them in a positive way? It's interesting because it really kind of goes back to this idea of using your influence to benefit your followers. It's not about benefiting you. It's about benefiting those people. And those are kind of the key things you have to do to get to that place of benefiting your community.
I love that. That was a great explanation for sure. I want to talk about challenges for a moment, because one that you mentioned to me that you see as a challenge that I know so many of my listeners see as a challenge is being overlooked because, you know, they may have a smaller following at the time. So What are things that those who are listening can do to kind of override this and to still bring the right kind of quality people in and not really letting that fear or that lack of confidence about the following number hold them back?
Okay, such a good question. And I'm a big fan of really not obsessing over the number of followers. And I know there are, you know, a dozen schools of thought on this, this idea of the number of followers you have, or you should have, or you need to have. Here's the thing. Your following means nothing if they're not engaging with your content. We're entering a space, a time, especially in the space of influence and using influence and building influence, where brands and consumers are really savvy. They know when they are being lied to almost. Like if you have 100,000 followers and you're not getting the number of likes that should correlate with that following, they know something's up, something's weird there. So that's what I think about the number of followers. It's not about the quantity, it's about the quality. So if you are in the space of feeling like, you know what, I don't have enough followers, I wish I had more, or I'm going to get overlooked because of the size of my following, I would put your energy into the work of connecting with the people who are already there. So this is a conversation I have a lot with my community where folks will ask me, do you know an app that I can use to see who has unfollowed me so I can make sure I unfollow them? And it's always such an interesting question to me because people will complain about follow and follow strategies, but then go right back around and unfollow someone who unfollowed them. And I always tell them all of that effort and all of that energy that you're putting into something like that is 100% wasted when you could be putting that time into going to your account. You don't need a fancy app to do this. Going to your account and looking at the people who are consistently commenting on what you share, looking at the people who are always responding to your Instagram stories and having having a conversation with them, following them back to their accounts and showing them a little bit of love on their profile. Instead of worrying so much about how you accumulate more and more and more followers, think about how you can retain the followers that you have and make that relationship you have with them so much more meaningful. So when it comes time to pitch your product or talk about your service or to feature a brand that you've partnered with, their question about buying from you or buying something that you've recommended isn't whether or not they should do it. It's where can I send my money? How can I get my hands on this thing? Because they trust you, because you've built that relationship with them. And I really think, Julie, I think that folks who have smaller followings in this time on Instagram, this kind of age of Instagram, I think they're at an advantage. I think they're at an advantage because they can connect more deeply with the people who have chosen to follow them, and they can create content directly for them. They don't have to get lost in the shuffle of trying to create tons of really amazing, incredible content all the time to appease tens or hundreds of thousands of followers. Instead, look, you got 5,000 people following you and they're engaging regularly. Heck, I would be envious of having that really loyal and engaged 5,000 followers, because I know they're going to buy what I'm selling and they're going to believe what I have to say, instead of trying to shout into a huge room with tens or hundreds of thousands of people and not knowing if anyone's even paying attention to what I'm sharing.
No judgment, but I was kind of shocked too when I kind of found out that so many people do that. Like, they spend so much time worrying about who's unfollowing them or who's following them. I noticed so-and-so unfollowed me, or I can't, and I'm like, how did you, I don't even know how to find, like, to spend that amount of time. All that really tells me, because it's not coming from a judgmental place, but really it's coming from a place of like, I know that you have the time to figure this out and you have the time to grow and to make your community thrive because you have the time to do all this other stuff. You know, so it's like, if you have the time, you know, to take time out of your day to download some app or find some website that pings you or lets you know each time someone unfollows you, and then you have to take the time and the action that's necessary to act upon that in whatever way that you want to, then I know that you have all the time that you could ever need in the world to use that time for positivity and like really benefiting your growth long term. And so I love that you mentioned that, because I never really knew how much of a trap that can be for people and how lost people can get into that kind of cycle of like, this person unfollowed me or this, you know, it's just, it was so interesting to me to know that and to try to reverse that thought process a little bit and to direct them back to, well, you can't control that, right? So what can you control to some degree? And let's focus on that.
Yeah, exactly. I love that. And I think it's just that reminder that at the end of the day, anyone unfollowing you, anyone unsubscribing from your mailing list, anyone who's unhappy with your product or service, whatever it may be, that literally has nothing to do with you.
Yeah,
it has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with them and however you're showing up to them, and however they're perceiving that and taking that, that has everything to do with them. So why put that energy and effort into worrying about them? They're gone. Let them be gone and focus on the folks who are sticking around, and then go find some more people, like the people who are actively engaging with you.
Totally. I love that. Thank you for sharing all of that, for sure. So I want to talk a little bit or share more about something that you had mentioned to me about, you know, I was asking you kind of what you see as a trend coming up for the future of Instagram in particular. And you said the idea of the expiring video, right? So namely Instagram stories, and that Instagram stories is already the most popular feature within the platform. And you believe that it's going to change Instagram as we know it, and really failing to use it, you know, effectively and starting to use it means that you're going to be left behind. So I would love for you to share more about this and really kind of touch on that idea, because when someone doesn't feel super comfortable or confident on a video platform, they're probably going to shy away from this. What can those people do?
Okay. I'm so glad you brought this up, because I am a huge fan of Instagram stories. I try and show up there every single day, and I've seen it change the way I do business. It's literally changed how I show up online. And it's honestly, so much of the success that I'm so grateful for in my business is because of Instagram stories. So I think the first thing to look at is that the stats already show us that a majority of Instagram users are using Instagram stories every single day. So that's proven. Of the people who are on the app every day, more than half are on Instagram stories. The other key stat here is that Instagram is now telling us that users are spending on average 10 minutes more per day on Instagram using Instagram stories than they were before Instagram stories existed. And the younger you get with the demographics on Instagram, the more time they're spending on the platform consuming and creating Instagram stories. I think it's already changed Instagram. I think it's already changed how we create content, but more importantly, it's changed how our followers consume content. This is where it's really important, because for us, folks who are listening to this podcast and who are in this space of online business or having influence or building a blog or a brand on the internet, we are content creators. First thing, that is our main objective, is to create content. A lot of times in this space, we get too stuck up. We get too hung up on the content consumption. We think, oh, well, I need to be consuming content to stay inspired, or I need to keep an eye on what my competitors are doing, or I need to consume all of this so I know what to do. But that's not your top priority. Your top priority is to create content for your community.
My friends, have you ever thought that you have done the hard part? You have started your business and you have taken that leap from belief into really stepping out and claiming a vision for yourself. But you know that if you want to make money doing what you love, you need other support. You need to grow, you need to scale, you need a marketing strategy, you need a lot of this stuff. Now, of course, I talk so much about these things, right? Like how to identify your target audience, where to find them, which marketing channels to focus on so you're really making the most out of your budget. And of course, how to use things like data to set goals. But there's another great podcast that I love out there that also talks about this stuff, and it's called This Is Small Business. This Is Small Business, an original podcast from Amazon, answers so many of these kinds of questions. Whether you're dreaming of starting your business, or you're looking to take a part-time side hustle full-time, or maybe you're a few years in and you're ready to scale, This Is Small Business is going to give you the practical tips that you can start using today. And I know that if you love these topics on my podcast, you're going to love them on this one too. Make sure to follow This Is Small Business on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so you don't miss these fantastic episodes. And a big thanks to This Is Small Business for sponsoring the show. My friends, as creators, we work so hard creating our content. So we don't want to leave it up to things like an algorithm to determine how successful our online brands and businesses can be. And that is why I love Kajabi. Kajabi is the ultimate all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs like myself build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. And I know they can help you too. No matter your niche, Kajabi makes it easy to turn your skills, your passions, your experiences into enriching offers like online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, communities, personalized coaching, and so much more. What I love about Kajabi is that not only does it make it super easy to use, but they don't take a cut of your revenue because everything is owned and controlled by you. You don't need a huge audience to make a sustainable income online. I talk about that all the time here on the podcast. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi making 6 and 7 figures without having hundreds of thousands of followers. And you can too. Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business. Go to kajabi.com/influencer. That's kajabi.com/influencer. Go to kajabi.com/influencer and join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion.
So as a content creator, you have to stay on top of these trends. And we've seen more users than ever before on Instagram stories. We've seen it's more people are spending time on the platform because of Instagram stories. We've seen lately, Julie, I don't know if you've noticed this, but more ads on Instagram stories than ever before. Tons of ad money is going in Instagram stories. So Instagram wants us using this as a part of their platform, and our followers are consuming this content. So if you are feeling stuck about Instagram stories and you don't know where to start, I think that's the first place to start, is the realization that if you don't figure out how to make it work for you, and this is the thing, you have to figure out how it's going to work for you and your content. If you don't start the work of figuring that out now or yesterday, then we're going to get 3 months, 6 months, a year down the road, And you're going to be completely left behind in terms of Instagram. I truly believe that. As you start piecing this together and figuring out how it's going to work for you, I think the first thing you need to get really clear on is how much you want to show. I always ask my students, for you, how much is fair game and then how much is off limits? And you get to set those boundaries. There's no right or wrong here. I'm a really big believer in the fact that we shouldn't demand authenticity of people on social media and tell them that you need to be authentic to succeed. I just don't think that's really fair. So you get to decide what's off limits and what's fair game. Do you want to talk about your family? Cool. Talk about your family. Do you not want to talk about health? Then you don't have to talk about health. Do you want to show your kids or do you not want to show your kids? Do you only want to talk about the topic of your blog or do you want to include more things about your lifestyle or how you live or what you enjoy doing? Do some of that work. Start making some list of what's cool to talk about. What do you feel comfortable sharing online, especially on Instagram stories? And then what is just off limits for you? What do you not want to address? Then from there, I think the next thing is to really decide how much of you want to show on your Instagram story. So listen, I get it. There are some people who never want to show their face on Instagram or even on Instagram stories in particular. They don't want to talk to the camera. They don't want to do live video. They feel uncomfortable doing all of those things. And here's the thing, for Instagram stories to work for you, you don't have to do those things. You can show your workspace. You can show a product. You can do a haul Instagram story. You can do a process Instagram story. You can take people through your day on an Instagram story and show them the different things that make up you or your work or your product or your service or whatever it may be and bring them as into this experience without ever putting your face on the camera. But, and it's a big but here, you are going to miss out if you don't do that. And the easiest way I found for starting to create more content and more video with me in it is to, I know this is going to blow your mind, is to just do it. You literally just have to do it. It's like all the hard things in life, exercise, eating salads for lunch every day, not yelling at your children, taking the dog on an extra block walk when you're taking them out, all those things that you like don't want to do, but you know you should do, you just have to start doing it. And what I find time and time again with folks who just start with Instagram stories or just start talking to the camera, or even Julie, they just go live for the first time, the results are phenomenal. They're out of this world because your followers, for the first time, if someone's followed you on Instagram and you've never done an Instagram story where you've talked to the camera, you've never done a live video, these people have never really seen you. They've never really experienced you. They've never really heard you. And so for the very first time, you are inviting people to this next level of a relationship with you. And the results are incredible. One of my favorite things to tell people, so maybe you've listened to all of this and you're like, okay, great, fine, I'm gonna try, but I'm still feeling scared. I'm still feeling reserved. Here's the great news about Instagram stories. They're gone after 24 hours. And if you really hate it, you can always delete it.
So there's true. Those
three little dots, you can click it and hit delete video and it goes away, it disappears. Let me make this a little more practical though, because it still feels kind of like, yeah, cool, Tyler, I'm gonna do an Instagram story. Here's my assignment for you. I just want you to do an Instagram story where you introduce yourself. That's it. A simple Instagram story. And it just has to be two or three videos where you say, hi, my name is Tyler. This is what I do. This is where I live. This is what I enjoy doing in my free time. Or this is why I do what I do. Or send me a direct message if you have more questions. Or send me a direct message to share with me where you're from. Something like that. A super simple, easy introduction story. It's the best way to get started. And your followers are going to be interested in that. I would almost guarantee that you would get at least one direct message from someone. If you do that and you ask a question in there and you show up as yourself, go get your full glam on or not, or do it in beautiful lighting outside, or do it with a black and white filter after dark, whatever you want to do. There's no right or wrong here. Just try an introduction story and see what it does for you and your community. But I promise you, once you start doing this, once your followers can start connecting more with you, that's when those relationships become even more meaningful.
I love that Instagram story hack. You know, it's such, I'm calling it an Instagram story hack. I don't even know if it is one, but that's what I've decided to call it today. I love that it just simplifies it. You know, it makes it a little bit more approachable. It makes it a little bit more feasible, understandable. Like, you know, okay, I can introduce myself. Like that's easy enough. You know, if I don't, yes. It's not like I have to think about, oh, what am I going to say? Am I going to sound stupid saying it? It's like, no, you're just introducing yourself. So I love that. Thank you for that. I would love to hear a little bit more on kind of just a little bit more of your backstory on where you kind of came from. I mean, I know that you're from North Carolina, but really how, you know, when you did a lot of community organizing, you know, in North Carolina, and you did a lot for the LGBTQ community there, and you learned so much about effective social media and really, you know, the causes that can come from that. I would love to hear how volunteering and really moving people into action helped your passion and your belief to do what you do now.
It's really incredible kind of where I came from to what I do now. And so my background is in nonprofit marketing and management and community and political organizing. And I spent about eight years doing nonprofit work and community organizing. Really in that work, I learned so many valuable lessons that I bring to what I do now as I'm helping folks with Instagram. And what it comes down to is this idea of community, this idea of how can we pull people together who are like-minded or have a similar passion or similar ideal about the world? How can we pull them together into a space? And in that space, how can we make sure that they are all seen, that they all feel heard, that they all feel welcomed and included? And then from that place, how can we move them to action? So I pull all of that into what I do on social media now. It's really the same, getting really clear on who we're trying to attract, what our objective is with those people, and then what our objective is in moving them to action. And what I found through doing that work of community organizing, recruiting volunteers, recruiting donors for causes and nonprofit organizations to today, when I'm, you know, getting followers or selling my online program or whatever it may be, is it all comes down to that basic level of talking to the right people with the right message and doing it in a place where it is rooted in relationship. It's not necessarily transactional, but it's relational. It's not that I need you to give me money and then we can have a relationship. It's I'm here and you're here and I'm speaking to you and you're picking up what I'm putting down and we already have a relationship, whether or not you are paying me, whether or not you are buying from me, because we are in the same space. We're on this platform of Instagram. So that's what I pull into what I do now. And I think it's just a really powerful way to shift the way that we think about social media and how we're using social media to build a business. How we're using it to build a business online, because it means that the work that we're doing is really beyond dollars and cents, right? It's about making sure people are included, that they belong, that they can identify with something, that they can feel moved to action, that they can be inspired or encouraged or educated about something. And that's where the content that you create can really start changing things for your audience and for your business when it's coming from that place instead of a place of, oh my gosh, I need more followers. Oh my gosh, I need more readers. Oh my gosh, I need more brand deals. Oh my gosh, I need more customers. Just shifting that paradigm makes everything change for you and your business.
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that so beautifully. I know you talked a little bit already about figuring out who you're talking to, which I love. I agree with you. I think that's so important. But something else that you also mentioned to me is the importance of knowing your followers and just really knowing them, getting to know where they're from, why they follow you, how you can best serve them, learning their names, their interests, and, you know, really focus on those connections. So, you know, you've shared how we could do this through Instagram stories a little bit. And then you've, of course, shared like how to actually find out who these people are by figuring out who you're talking to. How else can we try to know our followers more?
Oh, such a good question. Okay, so first thing, very basic, is Instagram has these incredible built-in insight tools that you can now use to learn so much about your community. And if you are not on a business account yet, if you're not using these insights, I want to encourage you to make that change, because I think as brands online, as influencers, as businesses on Instagram, we're really flying blind if we don't have these insights to help us create our content and get more clear on who we're speaking to, what we're sharing with them, and all of those things. And I also think a lot of your listeners can probably identify with this, is, you know, at this stage of the game, with so many insights available, you're going to be really hard pressed to get brand deals or have partnerships or even build relationships with people people unless you have some stats to back up what you're doing on this platform. So I think that's the first thing, using the tools that you have at your fingertips already to know where they're from, how old they are, when they're online, what type of content they're engaging with. I think that's huge. The next thing is one of my favorite things to tell my students, and that is the fact that our followers are always telling us what they want more of and less of. So why in the world do we not pay attention to them? And I see this all the time. Julie, you may see this sometimes, like in a Facebook group. This is where I usually see it. Someone will post, "I posted this photo and it bombed. Can anyone tell me why?" Or, "I posted this post on Instagram and it did really well. Can anyone tell me why?" And in that moment, it's not someone's job outside of your business to figure it out for you. It's your job to say, okay, let me look at the history of the content I've created. Let me look at the trends of how my audience has engaged with my content. And then let me see what was different about this post that didn't fit. Why did it not align with them? Or why was it so incredible that more people engaged with it? Was it the photo? Maybe the photo was different than what I normally post. Maybe the caption was more heartfelt, or maybe it was more funny. Maybe I switched up my hashtags. Maybe I posted at a different time. But looking at the history of your content, that's a really, really great way to learn more about your audience. Just paying attention to how they engage and what they engage with. And then, y'all, here is like the most incredible tip ever, right? Do more of the stuff that they engage with. It makes so much more sense when we just think about it that way. This is what my followers really love. This is how they engage with me. I'm going to do more of that. And then the next thing, or I guess the last thing, is kind of what I said earlier, going back to this idea of, I want you to spend more time paying attention to who is consistently engaging with you and starting to have those conversations with them. You know, one of the reasons I love Instagram stories so much is that Instagram has told us that 20% of Instagram stories lead to a direct message. So 1 in 5 is going to get someone into your inbox on Instagram. And I think that's incredible. As a business owner, as a brand online, you're telling me that 20% of the time, just by showing up on Instagram stories, I can get my ideal customer or client to contact me. How incredible is that? How amazing is that? Every time someone direct messages me on Instagram, it opens up the opportunity for a conversation and we can start building that relationship. I can answer their question, or I can give them feedback on something they've shared, or I can just laugh with them about something funny that I did on my Instagram story. And it really opens up that dialogue so I can start serving them more, so I can ask them questions. And here's the really cool thing. So I can sell directly through a direct message when I've built that relationship with folks who are connecting with me. So another reason I'm a big fan of Instagram stories, because you're opening the door for people to connect directly with you, and it makes it easier than really any other platform. The fact that send message bar is across the bottom of every single story you do, and it's so easy for people to access you, that is incredible as a brand or a business online. And that's why I love it. That's why I encourage folks to get on Instagram stories.
I love that. Thank you for such a thorough walkthrough of that. That was amazing. I want you to share about your programs and your courses a little bit, because I know that they're amazing. They're so fantastic. I know so many of my listeners could learn so much from you and just really the value that they have. So would love to open that floor up for you to share a little bit more about that.
Yeah, thank you. So I have an online community called the Follower to Fan Society. And what we do in this community is kind of combine the three things that a lot of online business owners, and even, you know, we have folks in our community who have brick and mortar stores or do provide services or make products by hand, a lot of what they need when they're trying to market their businesses on Instagram. And it comes down to a system for learning what to do and what not to do, and kind of how to implement that. So we have a whole education system called the Follower to Fan Framework. We also have monthly resources, because education is nothing without something to make it actionable and help you apply it. So every month, my team and I create resources for our members, like content guides, monthly challenges, things like that, to help them really apply what they're learning. And then the last thing, which I think is really the most important thing, is our online community. So we've built a really strong community of people as a part of the society who are not only supporting one another and cheering one another on, but also answering each other's questions, sharing their wins, sharing what they've learned. So that's what the Follower to Fan Society is. It's a dynamic space online. And I always tell folks that it is literally like the most supportive Facebook group on the internet because everyone in there is so supportive of one another and they're all cheering each other on. And I love being in that group so much. So yeah, so that's what I offer, and folks can learn more at followertofansociety.com.
I love that. Thank you so much. I got to kind of take a sneak peek into it probably around last fall. You shared with me some amazing content that was there, and it really is amazing. So I hope that people will take action on that and go check it out. So before we wrap this up, I wanted to do something fun with you, a little fast five action, and ask you just five quick questions that you can answer off the top of your head. Your favorite person to follow on Instagram?
Ooh, it's a tie between Jen Gotch and Orlando Soria. They're both hilarious. Oh, and I have to say Brian Patrick Flynn as well. Okay, it's a three-way tie between those three amazing content creators. I love them.
Love that. Okay, great. Number two, best piece of advice that you've ever received?
Oh, well, I didn't receive it directly because RuPaul said it to the world. When RuPaul said, if they don't pay your bills, don't pay them no mind.
I love that. I know, I do too. He said that to Oprah too, and it was great. It's awesome. Or your favorite book or website to read for business or just for marketing or growth?
Oh, okay. So I am an Amy Porterfield fanboy through and
Yay, she's the best.
I know, right? So her entire website, her entire, just everything she creates is really helpful.
Yeah, she's amazing. I adore her. And then the app that you can't live without, besides Instagram, of course.
Of course, besides Instagram. Oh, that's a good question. I'm trying to think of what I kind of go to the most right now. I wish I had something incredible, like a meditation app or something cool. But I think, right now I'm in a Twitter phase right now. I'm loving it.
Yeah, nice. I like it. Okay. And so if someone was to describe your Instagram feed to someone who has never seen it before, what do you hope they would say about it?
Oh my gosh. I love this. I'm stealing this question, Julie. And I'm stealing this to my students.
Steal it right now.
Okay. I would hope that they would say my feed is inspiring, that it is encouraging, that it is funny. And that it is just, it feels like, honestly, okay, this is so, oh my God, it's so cheesy, but it feels like you're following like the gay best friend you never had.
I love that.
Who can help you with your Instagram and your business.
The gay bestie. I love that so much. Okay. And then of course, where can everyone connect with you?
Okay. So this is going to surprise you, but you can find me on Instagram at Tyler J. McCall. And online at tylerjmccall.com. I also have a free Facebook group called the IG Advantage. So you can go to tylerjmccall.com/group to get over there and join us in that fun Facebook group.
Fabulous. Well, if you are listening today and you want to dive deeper into this conversation and to hear some more of the good stuff, then make sure to head over to theinfluencerpodcast.com. I am going to have all of the links, all of the things, and even more information that you can dive into over there. So make sure to check that out at theinfluencerpodcast.com. And Tyler, thank you so much again for coming on today. You're such a wealth of knowledge. It was so fun to finally do this. And I'm so excited for my listeners to learn more about you, to get to know you, and the amazing content that you create.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It was a lot of fun.
There you have it, my friends. I hope that you loved today's conversation with Tyler, and I hope that you took a lot of notes because there was a lot of really good, timeless nuggets in that conversation that I had. And speaking of timeless and speaking of Instagram growth and all of the things, I know that so many of you are really wanting that support and how to build a strategy that really allows you to create a sustainable business. And if you are looking for support in this, I would love to invite you to my brand new brand building bootcamp. All you have to do is go to juliesolomon.net/bootcamp to get all of the information. It's completely free to join, but this bootcamp is going to help you clarify your brand strategy, remove that overwhelm, and finally create a sustainable business. During this 5-day free live bootcamp, we are going to be diving into so much good strategy. I do not want you to miss it. We're going to be helping you clarify your brand strategy and message to stand out, remove that overwhelm of content creation so you can take focused action, and finally monetize your brand so you can scale sustainably. Just go to juliesolomon.net/bootcamp for all of the information. And again, to sign in, it's completely free to enroll. The first day of the boot camp is coming up in a couple of weeks on Valentine's Day, February 14th. So we're going to be kicking it off with a lot of good love and, most importantly, a lot of really good simplified steps that you can take action on immediately. So thank you for joining me today. I will see you in that boot camp, juliesolomon.net/bootcamp. And with that, my friends, I'll see you next week. Same time, same place. As always, thank you so much for joining me today and every week here on the Influencer Podcast. If you're wanting to dive deeper into the topics and discussions that we have here, I would encourage you to head over to juliesolomon.net and sign up for my weekly newsletter. It is in our amazing newsletter community that we are able to really support you on a much larger scale. And I love to do a ton of amazing things that I send inside your inbox every single week. So just head over to juliesolomon.net. You'll see a little spot there that you can add your information in, and you will get on the list and start receiving all of that good stuff.